November 7th, of course, a really big moment when the tape comes of Trump saying to Billy Bush all these nasty things, like grab him by the pussy and all this real real terrible stuff. And you say that that is, if I'm not mistaken, you say that that's the mother of all smears. How is that a smear?
Was it that, or was it the? There were two that I highlighted, including the New York Times article about all the women he had mistreated, that the women came out afterwards and said they were misquoted, mischaracterized in the article. So maybe also this was grouped under that heading, or I've, you know. Because, again, that was an amplified incident, the same sort of behavior that...
What was amplified about the tape? I mean, that was just... The tape was played, right?
I just mean amplified. It was really broadly circulated and sent around in you know, hyperspeed fashion by all the people that oppose the president's candidate's interests. And
so another true smear.
Yeah, I mean, it was rooted in truth, obviously. I don't think anybody took, even the president didn't seem to take issue with the words that he spoke.
Right.
The way it was characterized, the way it was spread, and the way it was used, I mean, people didn't just report that this happened. It took on this life of its own, as you saw in the news, with people demanding all kinds of things happen, and that it was the worst thing that, that had ever, you know, happened on the planet, and that he must not be a
candidate.
Wasn't
it pretty awful, though? I mean, wasn't it just objectively horrific?
It was very negative. I don't think anybody is arguing the opposite. I don't think anybody ever argued the opposite.